in such a condition that the military and the intelligence services split and the nuclear arsenal of the country breaches containment. That, it seems to me, is the critical distinction between our strategic interests in Afghanistan and our strategic interests in Yemen or in Somalia or elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. But this then tips things back toward the Pakistan idea that the importance of Afghanistan is to prevent the nuclear dispersion out of Pakistan, which is another interesting twist in our hearing dialogue today. Dr. Capone?
Sorry, I just want to note that all the examples that Dr. Jones gave came from Pakistan, not Afghanistan. The regional epicenter of terrorism is not Afghanistan. It's highly unlikely that we would see a terrorist attack on the United States emanating from Afghanistan. The risk is somewhat different in my view. It's that instability in Afghanistan contributes to a regional pattern of instability, and that can undermine the stability of Pakistan, and that can significantly raise the threat. And it isn't just the threat of terrorism, it's also the threat of nuclear confrontation with India, of state collapse, and of a variety of other problems associated with changes in the security environment in Pakistan. So I think the chances that Al-Qaeda, for example, would move back to Afghanistan and set up a base if we were to leave are relatively slim. What's much more likely is that there would be increased asset available to both the Pakistani and Afghan Taliban. There would be increased reason for an alliance between those groups and remaining terrorist organizations. There'd be a much higher level of instability in Pakistan, and that could potentially lead to all these negative consequences. So I think the ultimate argument is correct, but the pathway to it is one of regional instability and potentially nuclear confrontation in South Asia. That's what we, I think, have to think of as the primary outcome of failure in Afghanistan. Not so much somebody from Afghanistan attacking the United States, but a threat to the United States emanating from that instability in the region.
Well, my time is up, but once again, we're back to our problem. We have a hearing on Afghanistan, but in fact, we're back over into Pakistan again and into the region. And maybe that's the correct analysis of where you ought to be having the hearing. But it does pose problems for all the questions we're raising initially about what do we do on sort of day by day in terms of our budget here, our forces, and how many, and specifically in Afghanistan. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.